The morning incense was offered between the blood and the limbs, meaning the sprinkling of the blood of the daily offering and the offering of its limbs. In between those two, that's when you would offer up the morning incense. But in the afternoon, it was done between the limbs and the libations. So it was just done at a different point in the service, and it's learnt out from the verses. And he brings it all over here in the Kati. If you want, you can go through and see how from the different verses they learn when to do the incense offering. We're not going to do that. Imaya Kohen Gadol Zakan or Istinus. If the Kohen Gadol was old or he was frail, then Mechamin Lo Chamin, they would warm up water for him, and Umetalin L'Sochatsonin, and they would pour it into the cold water. And they would do this before Yom Tov. So what they would do, because you're not allowed to cook on Yom Kippur, right? But they would put hot water and keep it hot on coals from before Yom Kippur. And then the mikveh was very cold, so they would take a bit of the hot water and they would pour it into the mikveh to warm it up. Well, another opinion is what they would do is they'd leave thick iron bars in a fire from before Yom Kippur. And then they would take out the iron bars and put them in the water just to take the chill off the water. Kedai shetapuk tsinantam, in order to abate the coldness, just to take the chill off there a little bit. Except as you